Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 23rd of January 2016, Why Jesus Christ Allows Trials, Part 5. Brothers and sisters, this is Why Jesus Christ Allows Trials, Part 5. This is the important topic for us. And of course, we have seen it. First of all, God discipline, and He calls it encouragement. God says, have you forgotten, completely forgotten this word of encouragement, that He only rebukes those whom He loves, He corrects. So accept correction first. Accept correction. Then He talk about being dependent on God. We want to become, these trials allow, make us dependent, more dependent on Christ. Make us dependent on Christ. Sometimes we just forget about it and become dependent on the world, dependent on what the people tell us, dependent on what the doctors tell us, the lawyers, judges, and whatever, whoever tells us, we become dependent on that, not on Jesus Christ. So these kind of trials allow us, make us become dependent on God, or even self-dependent. I will do this, and there's pride, and the pride definitely harms us beyond measure. Pride definitely harms us beyond measure. Now, God wants you to spend time with Him. So when trials come, we definitely run to God. We run to Jesus Christ. Why? Because that's when how human beings, human nature is. We end up running to Him only when we got trouble, some of us. That is why make it a connection all the time. Talk to your heart and mind to command them in the name of Jesus Christ to focus on Jesus Christ in everything. In everything. Not just in something, not just when in trouble. So you begin to spend time with Him and not lose the first love. Now, this today we are talking about the next item. Jesus Christ always protects you from bigger problems. Always. There are a number of cases that, you see, Jesus Christ protects you, that's a given. The number of scriptures in the Bible clearly saying Jesus Christ protects us. Now, some of the Old Testament also, that is also there. Psalm 121, 5 to 8, the Lord guard you. The Lord is the shade that protects you from the sun. Now, Psalm 9, 7 to 10, but the Lord rules forever. Psalm 37, 5, commit your way to the Lord, that also, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. So, there are a number of scriptures about trusting Jesus Christ, that is a given. But we must remember that the problem is our heart and our mind. Our heart and mind will not remember that unless we begin to meditate on the words of Jesus Christ and begin to command and begin to look at the things, how many things Jesus Christ has done for us, starting from the time when He was on earth. He has recorded so many issues in the Bible through His disciples or apostles, and for us as an example, and for us to power. He gave us power. He gave power to command our heart and mind. He gave power to command the sea and the sea to be calm. But before getting there, we better command our heart and mind. Our heart and mind, our hearts are treacherously wicked, God's word says. Our mind has to be renewed in the spirit. Be renewed in the spirit. Brothers and sisters, today, we look at these issues not as a by the way issue, as incidental to my life. I get up this morning, I got so many things to do. I'm going to work, let us say. I'm going to have that engineering project. I'm an engineer. I have to run after this project. People are waiting for me to complete certain things in time today, or IT issue, or clerical issue, or bus issue. I've got to go drive a bus. I must drive in time. I must drive properly. They're going to today test how my driving skills are, how my people skills are, whatever. And we begin to focus on these things, on the examination that's coming up. What about the thing that only He can give life? Without Him, there's no breath. Without Jesus Christ dying and rising on the cross and giving us power, the devil would have stolen us completely. He's not going to steal us completely, steal, kill and destroy. He'll do that to our wife, our children, our husband, our families, our brothers, sisters in Christ. He'll do that. So, don't you have to focus on that better? So, therefore, the trials come, Jesus allows the trials, because somewhere along the line, we are going away from Him. We are going away from Him, or He wants to make us more and more in line with Him, so that it's good for us. Therefore, yesterday's one, Jesus Christ wants us, God wants us to spend time with Him. Yesterday I mentioned to you all, this question of He wanting to spend time with us as if He's needy is nonsense, is unscriptural, they've taken out of context and done all this. But remember this, He wants us to spend time with Him because we need Him, because He is the source of life. And without Him, our life will begin to ebb. That's what happened to Satan when Lucifer was thrown out of heaven, away from Jesus Christ, away from Father God, because there's no more judgment is judged. They were completely judged. And on the day of Calvary, the complete judge power removed away. But without Jesus Christ and Father God, Lucifer became Satan, and the demonic forces became worse and worse. They're becoming more and more ugly in the spirit. They'll become sick because life is being, there's no goodness anymore. No goodness. So we go to Jesus Christ to fill ourselves with the goodness of God. Oh, the virtue of God. That's why I remember there's a case whereby this woman was bleeding for so many years and she had no doctor could heal her. So she decided to wrap herself in a disguise because she heard Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth is coming there. So she wants to go and just touch the hem of his garment. So she, it's a big issue for a woman menstruating or bleeding for so many years to come out of the house because they've stoned her to death. That's the whole rule. Because she's supposed to be diseased. But she disguised herself and crawled among the feet and all and reached out and touched the hem of Jesus Christ, the cloth, the robe of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says virtue left him, virtue flowed out of him. And he said, Who touched me? Because he said, virtue left me. Goodness left him. That is why from time to time, Jesus Christ, while on earth, will go away by himself, meditate and talk to Father God to fill himself with the virtue of God, Father God. Why? Virtue leaves. So we too must go to Jesus Christ and fill ourselves with Jesus Christ. He's inside us. So how do we fill ourselves? We can meditate and think about Him. Think about His Word. Although He is inside us, unless we meditate and all, it's like putting on the light switch. He is inside you. We are inside Him in the heavens. But unless you switch on the light switch, how is the switch? Meditate and think about Him. Think about His Word. As you begin to think about His Word and all that, and then the switch is on, and you begin to be filled with the virtue of Jesus Christ. But if you don't think of Jesus Christ, you don't meditate about Jesus Christ, His things, His nature, His work He's done on earth, what He's telling to you, what He wants you to do. You are thinking, Lord Jesus, what do you want me to do? You're going to Him and deliberately, purposeful heart, purposefully you're going to Him, and then wherever you are, the switch is on and the virtue fills. That is why you have to begin to think of Jesus Christ. If not, no switch. You can have the power light, you don't put down the switch, the light won't come out in your house. Brothers and sisters, today, give to Jesus Christ. Let the virtue fill us. Jesus commanded us, give thanks. I give thanks. If I used to tell from very soon when I come to the Lord, really, I give thanks. Within weeks, give thanks, I give thanks. So somebody say, if your leg is broken, I give thanks. Yes, I'll give thanks to Jesus Christ. Are you crazy? Now, there are people teaching that if your leg is broken, you don't give thanks because that's not from the devil, which is true, the devil attacked. It could also be me allowing myself foolishly to do something. It's never Jesus Christ, He doesn't cause us harm. But Jesus, as I say, give thanks. Because why? All things work for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. But so I give thanks. I didn't know all the scriptures. All I knew is in my heart. I give thanks to Jesus Christ because He loves me. He died on the cross, rose again. He said He will protect me. He will take care of me. And I can see the peace already in my spirit. I can see what's happening in my family. Yeah. So what's going on in the family, I can see already. So it's several weeks down the road, it's all happening. And I'm explaining that to people about a year or two later when people are saying, you'll give thanks? Yes, I give thanks. First of all, that time I didn't know the scripture. So I said, I give thanks. First of all, my other leg is fine. Other leg is fine. Give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks in all things. Because the command says, I told you already, when God, for me, covenant is when the wall is even beige I see and Jesus says it's black, I will say it's black. And because I will say it's black, I will say, are you crazy? Is white? I say, I also see white. I also see beige, whatever. But Jesus said black means black. So therefore, if Jesus said give thanks in all things, give thanks in all things, not in only something using my subjective mind. No, give thanks all things. So whenever things go wrong, give thanks. Why? Because first of all, understand First of all, you think you know something, you do not know anything yet as you ought to know. We better understand the scripture, apply it. So if we think we know why Jesus did this, even now I'm teaching all this, right? If I think I know why Jesus allowed this way, I'm giving examples here, I better understand, I do not know the whole picture. So, I give thanks in all things because of command. And something will happen, He will always take care of me because He loves me. So I will give thanks, they tell me to give thanks to all things, I give thanks Lord Jesus, I give thanks. Sincerely from the heart, not mouthing prayers, not mouthing thanks only. Why? He always has saved us from a bigger issue somewhere. Thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now the other reason why I believe that Jesus allows trouble is, it is a reset button. I call it a reset button. What's a reset button? Because the daily wear, cares and whatnot, trials and all this going on, our minds all go on the things of the world, how the even real trouble comes, we think what the doctor was saying, when my son was in critical, very critical. In fact, he has died in front of my eyes and came back alive also. That God, Jesus gave him life. He gave him life. Merciful God. So you see this, and then you sing all this, then what has happened? Supposing we all the time, the doctors will tell this, doctors were telling all kinds of things. But it's a reset button for me to think of Jesus Christ, not think of the doctors, what they are saying. Because the doctors are, they pity them. They don't know the spiritual world. They don't know where life comes from and life where it's going to end. They do know the battle between Satan came to steal, kill and destroy, and Jesus has given us life already, given us power. They don't know all that. So their faith in their profession. But my faith has to be in Jesus Christ, because it's only He can give life. So it's a reset button to take our minds off this world and the worldly stuff and all that and put back on Jesus Christ. It's a reset. Reset button. So troubles and trials come, it's a reset button. Use it to reset your carnal mind, carnal heart. Reset. Reset. That's why Jesus said in Colossians 3:1-4, the word of God says, set your heart on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Romans 12:1-2. I appeal to you therefore, brothers. Romans 12:1-2. I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, that is good and acceptable and perfect. So you say, the reset button, reset. When troubles come, present your body as a living sacrifice. You'll begin to think of the word of God, you'll begin to listen and talk about all these words of God, you think about Jesus Christ. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing, the tests are coming, may discern what is the will of God. What is good and acceptable and perfect? Stop saying, and next one, stop saying, cannot say, I'm going to pray. Next one, you better pray. Pray with, it's not a prayer that counts. It's talking to Jesus Christ that counts. It's calling on the name of Jesus Christ that comes. Oh, our prayer work. No, don't get that kind of, it's wrong. It is Jesus Christ who has done it. All glory to Jesus Christ. The prayer work, my prayer work. So glory going to the prayer, glory going to me. Cannot, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, has done it again. God is faithful. Oh, praise Jesus Christ, brothers. Remember, it's a reset. When trials come, consider it's a reset. Reset from thinking of the worldly way, what people are saying, the carnal mind. And you better reset your mind and heart into the things of the Spirit. Things of Jesus Christ. Look at the things above. Look at the things above. Look at the things unseen. There's another scripture which says, look at the things unseen, because the things that are seen are made from material unseen. So use this as a reset, and you will reset, because when trouble comes, you'll cry, Jesus, mercy Lord. Or don't say, oh God, and some of these people said, God. And then, don't go for all that. Go to Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask the Holy Spirit to make me reset my mind, reset my heart, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, reset my heart and mind to look at the things of the Spirit, look at things of Jesus Christ, look at His command, and to love Him completely by keeping His command. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray all that who are listening to this is reset into the Spirit realm. They look at the things of the Spirit and they look at Jesus Christ and to love Him with all their heart, mind, soul and strength by keeping His commandments. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.